Okay, so let's dive into something a lot of Surrey homeowners think about at some point, right? Making those home improvements, getting that dream of a cozier, more stylish home, and, well, saving a bit on those energy bills along the way. Who wouldn't want that? So if you're even just thinking about new windows and doors, you really need to hear this. We took a deep dive into a guide from Shearwater Glass.
And it's really impressive, you know. It's not just the usual sales stuff. It's clear they really get Surrey.
What do you mean?
Well, they understand the climate here in Surrey, the architecture, what homeowners are really looking for. It's all about making those choices work for you, not just trying to sell you something.
Yeah, that makes sense. And it's not like we can just ignore the weather here, can we? Those Surrey winters, let me tell you, they can be brutal. Just thinking about those drafts.
Exactly. And that's a big part of what this guide highlights, you know, how much those drafty windows and doors are actually costing you.
Really?
Yeah, it's like they're leaking money, basically. Letting all that heat escape and those energy bills, they just skyrocket.
Yeah, no one wants that.
Right. And it's not even just about being comfortable. It's about, well, keeping more money in your pocket, right?
That's definitely something I can get behind. So basically, you're saying these new windows and doors, they're more like an investment, not just a cost.
That's a great way to put it.
But where do we even begin, right? Surrey has so many different styles of homes.
And that's the beauty of this guide. It's really tailored to Surrey. They showcase options that actually, you know, complement the different styles we see here. Imagine, like, you have one of those classic Surrey cottages, and you picture those elegant sash windows, maybe in a soft sage green, overlooking a gorgeous garden.
Oh, you had me at sage green. But okay, not all of us live in those picture-perfect cottages, right? What about those of us who are more into a modern look?
We've got that covered too. Think sleek, anthracite, gray, aluminum bifold doors opening up to a patio.
Very nice.
Yeah, perfect for like summer barbecues,
Yeah.
bringing that outdoors in, you know, that open airy feeling everyone loves.
Okay, I have to admit, you've definitely got my attention with these stylish ideas, but let's be real for a second. Energy efficiency, that's got to be top of mind for anyone in Surrey, right?
Absolutely. And the guide goes beyond, you know, just the basics talk about double glazing.
Which is pretty much a given these days, right?
Exactly. So they really get into the pros and cons of the different materials you can get, UPVC, aluminum, timber, and they break down like how these materials actually hold up against our crazy Surrey weather.
I mean, yeah, we get everything here. Scorching hot summer days and then those damp, chilly winters.
Exactly.
So it's about, more than just keeping warm in the winter. It's a year-round thing. What's the inside scoop? What does Shearwater say about these materials?
So they highlight UPVC a lot. It's really durable. Like, did you know it can handle the salt spray? Which could be a problem, you know, for those of us near the coast.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Plus, it's incredibly low maintenance.
Okay. Low maintenance. Now you're speaking my language. I mean, who wants to be stuck at home on a sunny Saturday scraping and painting window frames, right? We've got better things to do in Surrey.
Yeah.
So what about the other materials? How do they stack up in the low maintenance department?
Well, aluminium's another winner on that front.
Yeah.
Like, you might need to give it a quick wipe every so often just to keep it looking sharp.
Yeah, keep it shiny.
Exactly. But nothing too demanding. Timber, though, that's a different story.
Ah, yeah. Beautiful, but a bit high maintenance, right?
Exactly. Well, it's gorgeous. You know, it definitely needs a bit more TLC, especially
Right.
with our damp weather here. Got to keep up with the painting and ceiling otherwise.
It's gonna start looking a bit sad, yeah. It's all about those priorities, isn't it?
Yeah.
Classic looks versus easy living. But one thing I really like about this guide is, it's not just all facts and figures. They actually have these real stories from Surrey homeowners, which makes it so relatable.
Right. It really brings it to life. Like, they talk about this woman, Jane, from Guildford, who was dealing with, get this, terribly drafty windows. Every winter, it was like her heating was battling a losing battle against the cold.
Oh, tell me about it. I used to have these old windows. I swear they let in every single gust of wind that came off the North Sea. My heating bills in those months. Forget about it.
Oh, I can only imagine. So anyway, Jane, she finally decided enough is enough. She got those old windows replaced with double glazed casement windows.
Good for her.
Right. And guess what? The guide says she noticed a difference immediately. Warmer, lower energy bills, and get this, it even sorted out her condensation problem.
Now that's what I'm talking about. A warmer, healthier home and more money for those fun weekend trips. Sounds like a dream. But what about if you're thinking about more than just, making things more efficient? Like, what if you want to completely change the look of your house?
Well, they've got a great story about that too. A guy named Mike from Woking always dreamed of having that, you know, that modern open plan space full of natural light.
Yeah.
So he went all out and got those really sleek anthracite gray aluminum bifold doors.
You know, you see anthracite gray everywhere in Surrey these days. It's funny how that happens, isn't it? One minute it's nowhere, the next minute it's like the go-to color. I do think it looks really good here, though.
Yeah, it really suits the Surrey vibe. Modern and stylish, mm-hmm. but still kind of understated and yep. elegant, you know? And for Mike, these bifold doors weren't just about the look. They completely transformed the feel of his house. It's amazing how much of a difference it can make, having that connection to the outdoors.
Okay, stop, stop. I'm already picturing myself with a glass of wine, those doors wide open, just enjoying a beautiful summer evening. But okay, before we get too carried away, let's talk about the practical stuff. Like, how much is all this going to cost? And what about the actual installation process? That's always a bit of a worry.
Totally understandable. And the guide addresses that really well, I have mm-hmm. to say. Of course, they can't give you an exact quote because every job is different.
Sure.
But they break down all the things that affect the cost. Mm-hmm. So you're not caught off guard, you know?
So no hidden surprises. That's good. What are the main things that affect the price then?
Well, obviously the kind of windows and doors you choose and how many. Then there's the material. Like UPVC tends to be the most affordable, then aluminium, and then timber, which is the priciest, usually. And of course, any extra features you want, those will impact the price too.
It's all about being in the know, right? So you can make the right decision for your budget. Now, what about the actual installation? That always feels a bit like the unknown when you're doing home improvements, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And they point out that with older properties, which we have a lot of in Surrey.
Yeah, very true.
Those often need more work to bring them up to scratch with modern double glazing.
Makes sense. I mean, think about all those old sash windows. So charming, but
definitely not known for their energy efficiency.
Yeah, exactly. So it's important to keep that in mind, right? Those hidden costs, maybe some structural stuff.
Exactly. They really emphasize that you need to get a proper assessment from, you know, someone who knows what they're doing.
Don't just go with some online calculator.
No, definitely not.
And speaking of the people doing the work, the guide stresses how important it is to choose a good company, right? I mean, especially in Surrey, we've got such a mix of old and new houses. You need someone who's up to the challenge.
100%. They suggest looking for companies with good reviews, you know, recommendations from other people in Surrey. And of course, make sure they've got all the right qualifications. This is not the time to skimp and go for the cheapest option. It's about peace of mind at the end of the day, right? Knowing it's been done properly with good materials, that it's going to last.
Peace of mind is definitely worth paying for. It seems like Shearwater has really thought of everything, all those practical points, but then those real stories too. But okay, going back to the energy efficiency thing, can new windows and doors really make a big difference to your bills? Because let's face it, every little bit helps these days.
That's the big question, right? And the answer is absolutely yes. You've got to think, modern windows and doors, they're designed from the ground up with energy efficiency in mind. It's all about reducing those drafts, making the insulation better, stopping that heat from escaping.
So you end up using less energy overall, which is good for the planet and the bank balance.
Exactly. And don't forget about the different types of glazing we talked about. Double glazing is amazing, don't get me wrong. It's pretty much the standard now. But the guide mentions that if you really want the best thermal efficiency and noise reduction, which can be a big plus depending on where you live in Surrey.
Oh, yeah, especially on those busy roads.
Then triple glazing is worth considering.
Triple glazing. It's like wrapping your house in a big fluffy blanket.
Okay. I'll be more. I can imagine. Sounds super cozy, but also maybe a bit of a luxury, right?
Yeah.
So for those of us who, well, you know, who need to watch the pennies, are there any, I don't know, any clever tricks, any kind of insider knowledge that Shearwater shares? Little things that can help you save a bit here and there. Definitely. And that's where the guide gets really interesting. They give you those like those extra tips that you wouldn't necessarily think about,
yeah.
You know, like we talked about the low maintenance side of UPVC and aluminium, but they actually go a step further. They point out how something as simple as, you know, the finish you choose for your windows and doors, that can really change the whole look of your home.
It's those little details that make all the difference, right? And you mentioned anthracite gray earlier. It's everywhere at the moment. It's amazing how a color can just completely update a place. But putting aside the looks for a second, what about security? I imagine with all these beautiful big windows and doors, it's something that people think about, right?
Oh, for sure, yeah. And Shearwater doesn't shy away from that at all. They got a whole section in the guide on security, talking about how these new windows and doors, they come with all sorts of safety features that older ones just don't have. They want people to feel secure in their homes, which makes sense.
Absolutely. I mean, that peace of mind is so important. One less thing to worry about. We've covered so much today. Energy efficiency, what materials to choose, the different styles, security, even those insider secrets. But before we finish up, was there anything else in the guide that really jumped out at you?
You know what? There was one more thing. They have those frequently asked questions at the end, and they actually answer a question I think everyone wants to know the answer to. How long does the actual installation take? Because let's be honest, nobody wants their house turned upside down for weeks on end, right? Mm-hmm. Especially not with our, let's say, unpredictable Surrey weather.
Oh, tell me about it. Okay, so what did they say? How long do we have to brace ourselves for?
Well, the good news is Shearwater says that a typical installation takes like a few days to a week, which is manageable.
Okay, that's not too bad at all.
Yeah, it's not too disruptive. Although they do say it depends on, you know, the size of the project, how complicated it is, all that.
That makes sense. So to sum it all up then, you could be saving money on your energy bills, improving the security of your house, and giving your home a stylish makeover all within about a week. That sounds pretty good to me.
Doesn't it? And it's not even just about the, well, the practical benefits. It's about improving your quality of life, really.
Yeah.
You know, imagine a year from now, it's a cold winter's day. The wind is howling outside and you're inside, all warm and cozy, maybe with a cup of tea.
Perfect.
And it's all thanks to those new windows and doors. That's what it's all about.
That's a great way to put it. It's about creating a space that reflects you, your style, and that can stand up to whatever the great British weather throws at us.
Yeah.
So there you have it, listeners. Our deep dive into the world of windows and doors, specially curated for us here in Surrey. We hope you feel inspired and ready to tackle those home improvement projects.